once again, coming into a nice stable sitting posture, grounded, feeling that unconditional support of the earth and the air. Hand to the heart or elsewhere, to remember our wise and compassionate intentions for today, this day of engaging in joyful self-appreciation. Letting this soothing touch be a reminder of our intentions, and to open with some friendliness to our experiences in this short practice, with a friendly interest. Feeling body breathing and sitting for a few moments. Feeling that unconditional nourishing and soothing of the breath. And now allowing ourselves, as we feel body sitting and being breathed, to reflect on anywhere from 1 to 3 qualities that we can really say, yeah, these are strengths of mine, qualities I appreciate about myself, even if it's only just a little bit. Or you imagine that a compassionate friend would say, yes, these 1 to 3 qualities, these are true for you. You've heard perhaps others say this of you, even as much as you might find it hard to believe. Opening to the possibility of self-appreciation. And then reflecting with the first quality. And it's okay if you only have one. But reflecting with this quality. Where did this come from? Where did I learn it, perhaps? Is there some benefactor you might bring to mind who emulated this quality or taught it to you in some direct or indirect way? And opening into appreciation for this benefactor. And seeing the connection to yourself. And if you have a couple more qualities, doing the same with those as well. Maybe the same benefactor or different ones. And then taking in these 1 to 3 qualities, one at a time, and appreciating them. Feel it through your body, how it is to be kind or intelligent or funny, thoughtful, physically strong, determined, clear thinking. Compassionate, whatever it may be. May I appreciate these qualities in myself and from where they came from, this legacy. Soothing touch, supporting ourselves with grounding. May I appreciate these qualities in myself, even as I connect them with others. May I enjoy this truth of interbeing, that who we are is never something alone, but always deeply connected. And then just letting all of that be as it is, knowing you could take more time for it later. Marianne Williamson wrote, "Our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that frightens us. We ask ourselves, who am I to be brilliant, gorgeous, talented, and fabulous? Actually, who are you not to be? You're playing small, doesn't serve the world. There's nothing enlightened about shrinking so that other people won't feel insecure around you. You are born to make manifest the divine that is within us. And it's not just in some of us, it's in everyone. And as we let our own light shine, we unconsciously give other people permission to do the same. As we are liberated from our own fears, our presence automatically liberates others." May we take heart and encouragement from these words of wisdom.